Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a favorite book on the air. Our first reviewer today comes from Portland, followed by two siblings from Muncie.
A friend recently gave me a book that was surprising in its ability to break preconceptions about crime and violence. Gavin De Becker's The Gift of Fear examines our innate ability to identify real danger and our tendency to worry about that which is no danger at all. De Becker comes from the rarefied world of the Secret Service. He later founded a security firm that protects Hollywood stars and assists government agencies in tracking down violent criminals. I expected a depressing read that suggested suspecting everyone I meet and carrying an automatic weapon. But De Becker finds no solutions at the end of a barrel, and his message is about opening up our senses rather than closing them down. The author looks at a variety of threats, including violence in the workplace, domestic violence, and attacks against public figures. For all threats, De Becker believes that intuition is underrated. He notes that, quote, intuition is always right, but our interpretation of intuition, end quote, is another matter. The author says that we already intuit when we should be fearful and on our guard. It's the other, more analytical parts of the brain that tell us to ignore the danger signals, and we do so at our own peril. In spite of the topic, The Gift of Fear is really about letting go of worry and apprehension, using fear to our advantage when it's truly needed. For most people, that's very seldom. De Becker separates real fear from worry, comparing them to pain and suffering. He believes, quote, pain and fear are necessary and valuable, end quote, while suffering and worry are destructive and interrupt clear thinking. The author has some intriguing suggestions for living a more fear-free life, including, when you feel fear, listen. When you don't feel fear, don't manufacture it. The book is also not without humor, such as this rule for managing fear. Quote, the very fact that you fear something is solid evidence that it is not happening. I've already put The Gift of Fear to work several times, letting go of some worries about the future over which I hold no control. De Becker's central message certainly is not a bad one for any of us, the important question being not how we might die, but rather how shall we live. I'm Eric Rogers for BookSpeak.
Nancy Drew loves solving mysteries, some of which include The Hidden Staircase, The Bungalow Mystery, and The Secret of the Old Clock. She is 19 years old and drives a convertible. Nancy Drew books are my favorite series to read because they are old-fashioned. I like the hardback covers and all the exciting things that happen in between those covers. The books were written by Caroline Keene. Caroline Keene is a pen name. Lots of different people wrote under that name. Not all of the Nancy Drew books were written by the same person. More books can be published quickly when many writers are using a pen name. It's important to get the older series of Nancy Drew books. There are new ones too, but the vocabulary is more interesting in the old books. The reason I like these books is because I love solving mysteries. For example, I have solved the mystery of King Tut's curse. Mosquitoes caused a mysterious death. It would be easier to solve mysteries if I had some sort of transportation so I could get around to find more clues. I recommend these books for mystery lovers and people who like to daydream and imagine themselves inside a good story. I know I do that every time I read a Nancy Drew book. I'm Veronica Ryan for BookSpeak.
Hello, I would like to tell you about a book series that I think is really neat. When I say the name Bionicle, you may think of action figures and toys, but there is also a book series. This series will most likely interest those between the ages of 10 and 14, but younger children may enjoy the comics or maybe the movies. The Bionicle series is about a universe full of good and evil. The Toa, the heroes of the universe, protect the Matorn, who are the builders and make up a good bit of the population. The evil beings, the Makuta, fight to try to take over the universe. They have the head of the Matorn locked in a coma. Recent revelations have revealed that he is not only sleeping, he's dying. And if that's not bad enough, listen to this. If he dies, then the universe goes with him. The reason I like the Bionicle books is because they really explain the history that the story team has given the world of Bionicle. If you are interested, you can find Bionicle encyclopedias and other guides nearby your home. This has been Andrew Ryan for BookSpeak.
Support for BookSpeak is provided by Casella's Kitchen of Muncie, the Edward Jones offices in Anderson and Pendleton, and Patchwork Perennials of Hartford City. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak.